Okay, what makes a good talk? Anyway, what's important for a presentation or a good talk? Yes.
Structure.
Structure. Maybe we can elaborate on this a little bit. What sort of structure would you imagine for a good talk?
Clear structure.
Clear structure. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Yeah. Maybe I should do that here. I should write a bit bigger if I want to get around the whole
thing. So maybe we actually use the front blackboard because cameras do not take this one.
There's one there.
Well, not at the moment.
Okay. Okay, and what about the specifics of the structure? I mean, what's important to get clear at the start, for example, or
definitions and what you're talking about.
Great.
So.
You guys should feel free to interrupt me at any point, too. Yeah.
Motivation, why it is interesting to talk about.
Good. So this is kind of the main point that I guess I wanted to make, is that make sure you have your motivation clear from the start, because I've been to conferences where I'm sitting halfway through the talk and I'm like, hang on, what is this about again? And if you don't make that clear from the start, then someone's going to do that, get halfway through your talk, not know what you're talking about, and then they don't get the point. So it doesn't matter how good your result is if nobody knows what the problem was that you were trying to solve in the first place. It's not useful. So I think this is a really important point, is make sure you get your motivation across at the start. And it's easy to forget when you're so excited about a problem and getting your results out there, that it's easy to forget to motivate it and tell other people why it's interesting who haven't been thinking about it as much as you have. Yes?
Enthusiasm and pretty pictures.
Pretty pictures. So enthusiasm is important. It helps you convince other people that it's interesting.
So we're not just talking about structure right now.
That's right. I'm just writing down what you're saying. But if you want to add something related to structure, please say so.
I had something about structure. So if we have some main point we want to get across, it's best not to, I mean, first of all, in a 10-minute presentation, you can't put too many main points across.
Right.
So you Good. Have to be really
specific.
Yeah, so basically one, maximum two. Two kind of big things that can be put across, and I mean nothing more. So, and you really should kind of stress them a few times so the message really gets across to
right.
to the audience.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Can everybody read my writing, by the way? Okay, good. Yeah, so that's a great point. One or two main points is the maximum you should really have. Did you
want to
say something, John, or?
No, actually,
oh, yeah.
I just
want
to
listen. Okay, yes.
I think we would like to avoid having flooding our text, our slides with text.
Yes.
Because that's kind of boring.
That's also a very easy mistake to make. Because you have all this great information you've been working on, right? And you want to tell everybody all about it, but you can't put it all in one slide. Okay, who's next? Great. Yes.
Well, it's not always possible. Sometimes when you can interact with the public, it's kind of makes a good presentation.
I'm sorry, I missed.
If you can interact with the people you give a talk to, it can
be fun.
Right,
like this, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So this works really well sometimes and not so well other times.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, if you have a 10-minute presentation, it's definitely good to make sure people are understanding. But it can add time in a way that you might not expect or in a way that you can't predict. So, but I agree, interaction is important to make
so
sure.
So don't do it in 10-minute presentation. 2 minutes for questions, so you shouldn't interact with people. There's no time for that. Don't do it.
That's not what I'm saying. Yes.
It's related to not too much information per slide. You also don't want many, many, many slides.
Yes.
So how
many slides is a good number?
You want to spend like 45 seconds on a slide.
I would say about a slide a minute.
Yeah.
Maximum two slides a minute. Depends on how much.
Maximum 2 slides a minute if you're a really fast speaker. I think 45 seconds to a minute. More than that, and you're going to find your rush. Yes?
The timing.
Timing. Yep, timing is important, and to that I would add practice. And this was the other big point that I wanted to make. For a 10-minute talk, if you don't practice it, you don't know how long it's going to take you, and you will run over. So please, practice, practice, practice.
So even if you practice, then in reality, it will take probably longer than you expect. So it usually it's like 1.5 longer than you expect. So unless you are really nervous and talk very fast.
Yeah, because sometimes you get nervous, and then you forget everything you were going to say, and then suddenly you've gone
sometimes
through.
Sometimes you kind of. So, I mean, in my experience, I talk much faster when I actually have to do it, so it kind of is shorter than
Okay.
Yeah, I find that too. But this is an important point, is don't speak too fast. And that's something you should bear in mind when you start talking. If you know that you sometimes speak faster when you're nervous, you want to make sure that your audience can hear what you're saying. Can everybody hear me, by the way? Because I do this. I talk too fast sometimes. Yes.
So if we have the slides, don't put anything that you don't want the people to read. So we have not too much information per slide, but if you don't intend to explain it, then just don't put it.
Right.
Same goes to equations. If you don't explain the equations, then even if it looks nice, don't put it in. No, that's when you think of it. So, yeah, if you have
Yeah, that's a good point, because there's a trade-off when you're watching a talk between reading what's on the slides and listening to what the person is saying, and if they're conflicting, then it's hard to get information from that. Yep.
Going off of that, you also shouldn't just read off of the slide.
Yes.
Actually explain.
Yes, that's important. Okay. Okay, something's happening. So this must be the middle one then. Yes. Okay.
Behind
the board. Oh, okay. Oh, there's one here.
It says in which order they
are. Maybe we could also get boards that clean themselves.
So Bill Unruh suggested that we order large erasers.
Yeah.
That he stocks at UBC, so they'll be twice as fast.
why didn't we get automated wipers or something? Yeah, automated boards?
That's
advanced technology. We're not
experimenting. The blackboards themselves are hard to touch.
You know, their boards don't erase so well either.
I noticed.
Like it's,
yeah. We need something that cleans. It's
very dusty already.
Yeah.
And I guess this is another reason why, why practice is important, so that you don't find yourself in front of everybody and suddenly you forget what you're going to say and you end up just reading what's on the slides. So it's sort of important to practice what you want to say for each slide. Yep.
And when practicing, you actually have to speak out loud rather than you can't
yes.
talk to yourself, because if the timing is totally different when you're actually speaking out loud. If you can speak in front of a few friends, that's even better.
On the other hand, don't assume that people will read your slides themselves. They usually don't. So if there's something really important written, just read it. Don't worry to read it, because people will not read it themselves while you are talking about something else.
Keep talking.
And also, if you think that you may forget something important, or if you're not a native speaker, use your slides to remind yourself what you wanted to say. So maybe put in a bit more in your slides. Don't just read it, but use them.
So they can serve as reminders of what you wanted to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Eye contact. Good.
Don't just stare at your slides the whole time reading them.
Right. And if your audience like you, they might care about what you have to say. Yep.
Just match the colors of the background with the letters. Not a yellow background, with that green.
So
light green.
Contrast. Contrast your
yeah.
writing color with your background color. Yeah.
Don't fiddle with anything else while you speak.
You know, that can be a good technique for calming yourself down. I do that all the time. But it's true. It is very, very noticeable. Wow.
So a solution to this is probably having a cup of tea or whatever, and you can hold it and you don't have to fiddle.
Yeah.
It also slows you down.
Yeah.
That's right.
Try to avoid that noise. Like some people have that like typewriter noise go across every time a letter is on PowerPoint. That's really annoying.
That's an effect of PowerPoint?
Yeah, like you can have a whoosh go when like a bullet comes across or like the typewriter. So a lot of people think the noises are cool.
No.
So I guess this part is a personal choice.
Actually, no animations at all.
No animations,
yeah.
No sound.
No animations? What do you think? No
animations?
All right. Redox.
And you need to
tell
something.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, somebody help me out here. What did I do with the board eraser? Oh, okay, thanks. What? I just wanted the eraser. Okay, so how about use animation sparingly? Can we all agree on that?
Summarize.
Oh,
summarize. Thank you. Who said that?
Thank you.
Summarize. Yep. Conclusions are as important as introductions.
Yeah. Also, a good introduction is very important. So that's the edit of this.
Yeah. So we mentioned motivation somewhere.
Yeah. Motivation. Interesting. So be part of a good introduction.
And I would say without the or some kind of outline.
So that was what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Did I see? Yep.
Make sure the text is large enough, especially in figures.
Yes. Yes. Good point.
Yeah, but it's useless.
Yep.
According to the conclusion, I like a really clear take-home message of about three statements, which really matter.
It's also a good idea to decide whether to actually use slides at all or whether it's just to make a chalkboard look.
Yes.
Because
in this case, though, we're taking that decision out of your hands.
I find that it's well, I can concentrate on the talk much better if I'm in the audience if it's a chalkboard talk. So I actually enjoy it much more to listen to chalkboard talk.
Yeah, so chalkboards definitely have advantages. And in particular, it's easy to go too fast when you have slides, and then, I mean, definitely for lectures, it's sometimes useful for the lecturer to work on a blackboard because then the students always have time to write down. I think we're asking, any comments on this? We're asking everybody to use software for Friday.
Yeah, because you will, basically, I guess we want you to practice everything, and this is a skill you should have. You should be able to talk.
And they're pretty different skills. And then a good chalkboard talk is also an important thing to learn. Yeah, definitely. Anybody want to add anything? Oh. I thought I saw more hands up. Is that everything?
Speak loudly.
Yes.
Loudly.
Good.
Mainly speak to the audience, to the blackboard more.
Yeah, so I think somebody said
so
that.
There was a point of interaction with me, audience, eye contact.
Yep. Yeah, so I often find I make a point of saying at the start, can everybody hear me? Because, well, it's a... It calms me, it's something to say at the start, and then you make sure that you are really speaking loud enough that people can hear. Anything? Yep.
If you use slides on the laptop, make sure that it works in place beforehand.
Yes. Okay.
That's actually very important because usually people come to the conference with their own laptop and then they spend all their 10 minutes just trying to actually set up the laptop and their time is gone. They didn't say anything, so.
So actually this is a good point for Friday. Should we get everybody's talks on the same laptop so we don't have to change over every...
If we have like thumb drives, that makes later.
Yeah, if everybody can get their talk on
a
drive.
In the same file, because we only have 10 minutes and we have 40
or email.
Even a minute per presentation, getting ready is 40 minutes.
So I think
yeah, that's right. Changing laptops can be anything between, you know, a minute and 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So yeah, we should, if you can get your presentation on a drive, a USB drive.
Mm-hmm. So I guess at conferences, don't they often load up the computer
right.
before yeah.
during the break?
During
yeah, yeah,
from one session to
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, so I guess make sure you have, so what laptop will, make sure you have your presentation on whatever laptop is we're using on the day, at latest in the break before your talk. So that means the people who are first thing in the morning will have to do it tomorrow. Yeah.
What software will be available on that laptop?
We'll make sure that whatever software you're using is available on the laptop.
So, I mean, what are the software? There's PowerPoint, there's OpenOffice. There's PDF, Acrobat, Reader, and that's about it. Like, you know.
Femur, yeah, PDF.
Yeah. And I believe the best way is to convert your file into a PDF file.
Well, if you're using.
So I guess we have PowerPoint, OpenOffice, PDF. I guess the only thing is if anyone's using a Mac and using.
Well, then it's their headache.
Then it should be exported to PDF. What?
The Mac should work.
Yeah, they should do.
Yeah.
But then you need
it's
to.
It's a joke.
Okay. Any other point?
We should transfer from OpenOffice to, well, the other way, from Microsoft to OpenOffice is not very straightforward. So
yeah,
it may be a little bit.
It never works. Exactly.
Maybe a little bit.
Formatting will always. Something will always go wrong.
So there are also some dirty tricks. If you want to speak about something and you know that you will have no time, you can ask somebody in the audience to ask their question. So that's a dirty trick also. Gain extra 2 minutes to speak about something. And you can, of course, have a slide prepared, which you will not be talking about in your normal time. But then when he asks the question, you can go with another slide. But
I'm so glad you asked that, because I happen to have the slide prepared. Okay, so I guess the things I wanted to stress was, as the first thing you mentioned was structure. Make sure your talk has a clear structure, that you have a clear introduction, that people know what you're going to talk about, some outline somewhere near the start, so again, people know what you're going to talk about. Know your audience, so make sure your any explanations you give are aimed at the level of your audience. Conclusions, make sure you conclude, take home message with a good point that somebody made. And make sure you speak loud enough, loudly enough, and slowly enough. Anything else we should add to that? Yeah.
Just when you said to prepare for questions, you should actually predict what questions people are going to ask you. Because it helps you. Just think about it a bit before you go.
Yeah, yeah. It's good to think about it a little bit, definitely.
Rather than being caught off guard.
Well, in general, this is true, but for these kinds of presentations, it's difficult to predict what people may ask you.
But sometimes you might not have enough time.
Yes, but when you talk at the conference, of course, yeah, that's important.
So the other thing is that if somebody asks you something that you can't answer, that's okay. it means that someone's pointed out something that you haven't thought of in your work, and that can only improve it. And for your work on Friday, I mean, you've had a week to prepare for it. So if someone asks you something you haven't thought of, then you know you can start a discussion. You can say that's an interesting question. It doesn't mean that, you know, don't let it throw you, basically, is what I'm saying.
Try to make the presentation entertaining.
Yep.
Jokes.
Jokes. Okay. Everyone has to
read it. Nice.
Spend all day. Anything else? Okay, well that's a lot. I wouldn't quite have gotten around the whole blackboard, but not bad. Okay, great. So we're going to go next door to start preparing for your presentations, and one or more of us will be around for the next couple of hours, so you can ask any questions you have. And we want a title slide by the end of the day today. That's your take-home message. Thank you.